You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the story called My Crush, written by Alex Hawk. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
My Crush, written by Alex Hawk. It was a glorious thing to be 14 and in love. Casey was the girl of my dreams. She was very pretty. She had long hair and piercing blue eyes. She had a perfect body. She was so lovely and so beautiful and so nice. When I went to bed at night, I masturbated thinking about her. And when I woke up in the morning, my morning wood was caused by dreams of her. One small problem, though. Casey was my sister. It had all started a year ago when I was 13 and she was 11. I walked in on her in the bathroom as she was getting into the shower. She was completely naked, and I saw it all. From her small breasts down to the nearly hairless slit between her legs, I could see my sister's naked body in all its glory. From that moment on, I was hooked. Ever since then, I'd admired Casey from afar, knowing that I could never act on my desires for her, and that my crush was doomed. I assumed I'd spend the rest of my life pining for my sister, wanting from her what I could never have. I pictured myself aging and alone, wasting away into nothing as my love for Casey refused to die. I had some kind of fucked up ideas as a kid. Everything changed one Thursday, only a couple weeks into summer vacation. I was sitting in the living room watching TV. Casey was out back doing some exercising. She was a cheerleader and was often dancing and prancing around, usually doing so in a small skirt. Talk about something that drove me nuts. I heard the screen door open and saw Casey come limping into the living room, tears in her eyes. "What's wrong?" I asked, concern in my voice. "I got a really bad cramp," she said, rubbing at her right calf. "It really hurts." I stood up and helped her over to the couch. "Lay down." "Okay." She did so. I dropped to my knees and, without even thinking, put my hands around her right calf. I could feel the muscle bunched and tensed under the skin. Gently, but firmly, I began to rub, feeling the muscle of her calf slowly relax under my hands. After a couple minutes, Casey smiled at me and said, "Thanks, Connor. That's so much better now." "Glad to help," I said with a smile. I didn't stand up, but just oozed over into the couch, not wanting my sister to see my massive erection. "I didn't know you knew how to do that," she said. I shrugged. "It's something I picked up a few years ago. Remember my friend Jack?" She nodded. "He used to get cramps in his legs a lot, and I helped him with them." "Cool," she smiled a little. "Good to know. That means next time I have a problem, I can come to you." "Oh?" I asked, trying not to dance with glee. "Do you have cramps a lot?" "Sometimes. I find it helps if I stretch or rub before I do my exercises, but it's not easy to rub myself." I barely managed to keep from saying, "That's weird. I rub myself every night." Instead, I said, "Well, I'll be happy to help you." "Good. I have to stay in shape during the summer." She stood up and tested her leg. "Thanks, Connor." She hugged me and flounced off. "No problem," I said, and quickly headed upstairs to masturbate. The next morning found me on my bed with my sister, my hands working on her legs. She'd asked for the massage, and I'd offered use of my bed since it was a lot bigger than hers, which would give us more room. That made perfect sense, I thought. Of course, it also went a long way to fulfilling a dream of mine, but she didn't know that. I was working on both her legs. I worked my way from her feet up to her knees and just a little higher. I wanted to go even higher still. But I figured that would be a bad idea. Instead, I contented myself with working where I was. It was a strange thing wanting to fuck your own sister, I thought to myself as I rubbed Casey. "Go a little higher, okay, Connor?" Casey mumbled. "Higher?" "Yeah, do my thighs." She pulled her skirt up a little, giving me a view that included a bit of her panties. Swallowing hard, I moved my hands up to her smooth, hairless thighs and began to knead and massage them. I kept my fingers well away from her panties, though it took a great deal of effort to do so. God, it was so nice to be rubbing her body like this. Her skin was so soft and smooth. I spent several minutes massaging my sister like this, my heart beating wildly and my mind enveloped in a fog of hormones. Just as I was getting to the point where I couldn't take it anymore, Casey said, "Okay, that's good, Connor. Thanks." I sat back, trying to ignore my massive hard-on. "You're welcome. Next time you need it, let me know." "I will." She gave me a hug and walked out. For my part, I just took a deep breath, sat back on my bed, and masturbated to the quickest orgasm I'd ever had. Much to my mixed delight and frustration, this same process continued for the next several days. Casey would approach me after breakfast, asking for a massage. She'd be wearing a t-shirt and a small skirt. I'd take her into my bedroom, lay her down, and start working on her. Mostly I concentrated on her arms and legs, which was fine for me, though of course I wanted more. After the first week of this, I finally got my chance to move things a little further. "Connor?" my sister asked one morning while I was working on her thighs. "Yeah? Can you work on my shoulders a little? They're kind of tensed up." "Okay, but I'm not sure how well it will work through your shirt. I mean, when I do your arms and legs, they aren't covered." "Oh, yeah. Okay, hang on a second." Casey sat up and casually pulled her t-shirt off. Underneath, she was wearing only a small bra. Since she was facing me, I got a good look at everything there was to see. I swallowed hard and nearly passed out as she flipped over onto her stomach. As soon as she was settled in, I straddled her waist and started to work on her shoulders and back, working around her small training bra as I massaged all the skin I could get to. "Oh, that feels very nice, Connor," my sister said to me. "Thanks." Feeling bold, I added, "I could probably do better if your bra wasn't in the way." "Okay, yeah." She lifted herself up a little and slipped out of her bra, then laid back down. I hadn't seen anything of her small breasts, but I nearly came in you, my pants anyhow, at the thought of them being bare so close to me. Now I put even more effort into my massage, trying to make my little sister feel as good as I could. As I moved my hands around her body, I kept thinking about how close they were getting to her breasts. It was really driving me fucking nuts. Then I had an idea. I worked a little more on my sister's back, shoulders, arms, and legs, and then said, "Do you want me to work on the front?" To my surprise, Casey, without any hesitation, said, "Okay," and turned over, allowing me a look at her bare breasts for the first time. They weren't very big, but they were the only ones I'd seen in real life, and they were amazing. As she closed her eyes, I took a deep breath and reached out, starting to work on my sister's shoulders and arms. I knew where my hands were eventually going to end up, but I was very nervous at the idea. Finally, I moved my hands down, letting them gently caress the sides of my sister's breasts, and then, before I chickened out, moved them onto her nipples, and finally wound up cupping each breast and rubbing them gently. I couldn't believe it. Here I was, actually rubbing my sister's breasts. Oh God, I thought I was going to wind up passing out from the pure joy and excitement of it. After about 10 minutes, Casey said, "Okay, Connor, that's probably enough." "Okay." I sat back, trying to hide my hard-on. She sat up and reached for her shirt and bra. "That was real nice. Same time tomorrow?" "Okay." She got up and walked away, and I spent most of the rest of the day masturbating myself silly. A few more days went by. My sister got into the habit of coming into my bedroom, pulling off her shirt and bra, and laying down on my bed for me to massage her. I'd start on her back and then finish off on her front. Usually I'd get about 10 to 15 minutes of rubbing her breasts before she got up and left. It was a very nice thing. One morning, she came into my bedroom earlier than usual and poked me on the shoulder until I woke up. "Mmm," I said, blinking up at her. She was already topless. "Sorry to wake you up, but can I get my massage now? I got stuff to do later." "Oh, okay, just let me get some clothes on. I only got my boxers on right now," Casey shrugged. "I don't care, just wear only your boxers. It's not like I haven't seen you like that when we're at the beach and stuff." "Oh, okay." I got out of bed, taking a moment to try and hide my hard-on, as my sister got down and laid on my bed. I joined her and started working on my usual massage, trying to get up the nerve to ask her something. Finally, I managed to brace myself. "Hey, Casey, yeah? Can I take off your skirt? That way I can work on your legs and stuff better." "Sure, okay." I unzipped her skirt and pulled it aside, feasting my eyes on her cute little panty-clad butt. Trying to stay calm and not rip them off her, I started working on everything I could touch outside the cloth. What I really wanted to do, of course, was slide my hand inside, but I figured there was no way I could get away with that. I did figure, though, that I could probably get away with rubbing her butt. I figured if she had a problem with that, she'd speak up, and it wouldn't be a big deal. To my happiness, she didn't say anything as my hands began to work down there. Needless to say, I was one happy camper. When Casey turned over, I worked on her breasts like usual, and then let my hands work their way slowly down until I reached her panties. I worked all around them, trying to make her feel good like always. Then, taking a deep breath, I began to work on her hips along the sides of her panties, feeling the soft fabric under my hands. "Do you like what I'm doing?" I asked Casey softly. "Yeah." "Okay." Uncertainly and slowly, I let my fingers dance across the front of her panties, moving them along just below her waistband. She twitched a little, but didn't say anything. I kind of let my fingers roam around there for a little, and then slowly moved them down between her legs, feeling a little furrow under my fingertips. A shudder went through my sister's body, but again, she didn't say anything, so I worked my fingers around the outside of her panties just like I would if I was massaging anywhere else. Looking up at her face, I saw her eyes were closed and her mouth was open a little. I took these as pretty good signs. I kept my fingers moving all over my sister's panties, mostly concentrating on the little furrow between her legs. I also felt a small bump at the top of it, and she seemed to like having me rubbing there, so I did that lot, too. As I did all this, I noticed that my sister's body was tensing up, and she seemed to be breathing much harder. Suddenly, she clenched tight at my sheets and moaned a little as her whole body seemed to shudder and contract. It didn't take a genius to realize I'd just given my sister an orgasm. I pulled my hand away from Casey's body once she was done climaxing, and sat back just kind of looking at her as she sat up, breathing hard. "Well, that was the best massage ever, Connor," she said with a little smile. "Glad you liked it. Same time tomorrow?" "Okay," I said, my heart leaping with joy. As it turned out, it wasn't just the same time that next day, but it was every day for a couple weeks. It was always the same pattern. She'd wake me up. I'd massage her while in my underwear, and eventually bring her to orgasm with my fingers on the outside of her panties. One morning, as I was working on my sister's body, I got to the part where I was going to remove her skirt. As I pulled the fabric away, I got the shock of my life. "Casey? Yeah? You, forgot to put on panties." "Oh?" She kind of looked back at me and at her bare bottom. "Well, no big deal." "Oh, okay." My hands were actually shaking as I began to work on my sister's bare butt. Her skin was so soft and smooth. It felt much different from mine, or at least I thought it did. Not like I was thinking all that much, since my brains were currently seriously addled by hormones. Then things got even better/worse when Casey rolled over, and now I had a great view of the heavenly paradise that lay between her legs. She had almost no hair, just a beautiful slit. I was so hypnotized, I almost forgot to start massaging her. But of course, there was no way I was going to miss out on a chance to run my hands over her nude body. I did my usual work on her shoulders and breasts, arms and legs, but all I was really doing was killing time until I could finally get down to work on her vagina. Finally, almost reluctantly, I moved my fingers down to the beautiful slit between my sister's legs. The small hairs felt almost like velvet. As I ran my fingers down the little slit, I couldn't help but notice how warm it was, and there seemed to be a slight bit of wetness, which I'd seen before on her panties. Trying to stay as calm as I could, I worked my fingers up and down the slit, concentrating on the little bump at the top, working it all pretty much like I did when she was wearing panties. She seemed to be enjoying it. "Connor? Yeah? You're kind of sticking out," she pointed. I looked down. My penis was sticking up out of the fly of my boxers. "Oh, sorry," I said, turning bright red. I reached down and started to try and put it away when Casey said, "Well, I mean, it's not like it's a big deal. I just wanted to make sure you knew it was happening." "Oh, so it's okay like it is?" "Sure, I guess." "Okay." Leaving my penis poking up out of my boxers, I went back to work on my sister's vagina, trying to give her as much pleasure as I could, like always. In the back of my mind, well, actually more like the front, I was now extremely aware of the fact that my bare penis was less than 2 feet away from my sister's vagina. God, this was hot! As my fingers explored around Casey's vagina, I came to one spot that felt especially wet. Thinking I might know what it was, I gently poked a finger against it, and was only slightly surprised when it began to slide down into my sister's body. Casey let out a little moan as my finger entered her vagina. Oh, that feels nice. It does? Yeah. By now, my finger was all the way inside her. I moved it in and out a little. I was blown away by the texture and kept thinking how awesome it would feel to have my penis inside there. How about this? I asked as I fingered her some more. Oh yeah, that's even nicer. As I fingered my sister, I moved my other hand up to wrap around my penis. I stroked slowly, wanting not to come yet, since I didn't know how Casey would react to my sperm spraying out onto her nude body. A couple times as I fingered Casey, I saw her open her eyes a little and look at me masturbating. She didn't say anything, though both times I felt a little shudder go through her body and felt her vagina clutching at my finger as she watched me. Eventually, I had to stop jerking, or I was going to wind up coming. Instead, I concentrated on making my sister feel good and trying to get her to come. It took me less than 2 minutes of effort for that to occur, giving her a nice shaking, shuddering climax. She even moaned a little as she came. Once she was done coming, my sister smiled at me. Thanks, Connor. You're welcome, I said. I wanted to do more with her, but she was already reaching for her clothes. Once she was dressed, she started to leave, but paused by the door. You know, Connor, tomorrow, you can just not wear your boxers if you want. It might be easier for you. Oh, I blinked in slight surprise. Okay, see you in the morning. Yeah, shortly after that, I managed to have 2 orgasms in under 20 minutes. 4 days went by like this. Casey started just coming into my bedroom naked in the mornings. I was sleeping nude now, so once she was in there, I'd get out of bed, she'd lie down, and I'd start giving her the usual massage, always ending in her having a good orgasm. On the 5th day, which was a Thursday, I was busy rubbing at my sister's vagina with one hand and stroking my penis with the other, like usual, when an idea hit. I knew at this point how to basically make my sister feel good, and there was something I'd read about on the internet and seen in porn that I wanted to try, because I thought it might be especially nice for her. I let go of my penis and moved around so that my face was down between my sister's legs. I saw her open her eyes for a moment and then close them. I didn't know if she knew what I had in mind. Once I was comfortable, with my face only a couple inches from my sister's vagina, I stuck out my tongue and touched it to the little bump at the top of her slit, her clitoris, I'd learned it was called. I ran my tongue all over it for several seconds, hearing her whimper faintly as I did so. Knowing that was a good sign, I worked a finger inside her vagina and kept licking everything I could. I was so horny at this point, I could barely think and was instinctively grinding my penis against the bed as I pleasured my sister, desperately wishing that part of me was inside her instead of just my finger. Oh, Connor, please keep doing that. Never one to argue, I did as I was told, my tongue flicking out against my sister's clitoris as my finger worked around inside her vagina. After a few more minutes of this, she started to come, her hands grabbing at the back of my head and pushing my face against her crotch as she very loudly moaned with the total bliss of orgasm. Once Casey was done coming, she smiled up at me and in a ragged voice said, "Wow, that was the best ever, Connor." I wiped my face on the blanket, smiled at my naked little sister and said, "Thanks." Shyly, Casey said, "Come here and hug me." She held her arms open. "Okay." I leaned down and put my arms around my sister as she wrapped hers around mine. He hugged tight, her small breasts pressed against my bare chest, and notably, my hard penis brushing very lightly against her nearly hairless vagina. I held her tight, feeling more in love with her now than ever before. "Connor?" Casey said after a moment. "Yeah?" To my never-ending shock and surprise, she reached down and took hold of my penis, pressing the tip up against her vagina. "Go real slow, okay? I haven't done it in a few months," she said as she spread her legs high and wide, letting the tip of my penis slip just slightly into her. I lifted my face up and looked down at my sister. "Really?" "Yeah." She licked her lips and looked almost as nervous as I felt. Just don't come in me, okay? Okay. Looking directly into my sister's eyes, I pushed forward and down, feeling my hard 14-year-old virgin penis slide slowly, smoothly, and entirely down into her wonderfully warm, wet, tight 12-year-old vagina. I nearly wanted to scream as the last part slid into her. God, it was heavenly! My sister moved her hand away from between our bodies and up onto my butt. Go slow at first, okay? Okay. I closed my eyes and buried my head in my sister's shoulder as I fucked her for the first time. I still couldn't believe she was really letting me do this. Hell, she wasn't just letting me, she'd basically asked me to. Oh God, it was so incredible. I propped myself up onto my shoulders after a minute or so, moving my hips in an ever faster motion. I knew I was going to come soon, and I really wanted to, but I also wanted this first time fucking to last as long as it could. Far sooner than I wanted to, though, I felt myself starting to come. The first shot of sperm went into my sister's vagina, but I very quickly pulled out and let the rest fire off onto the blanket, hoping she wouldn't notice the bit that had gone into her. To say it was the best orgasm of my life would be an understatement. Once I was done coming, I collapsed on top of my sister. She wrapped her arms around me and held me for a few moments. Then, after giving me a little kiss on the cheek, she got off my bed and left my bedroom saying, "See you tomorrow." We fell into a new routine after that. It was pretty much the same as before, except that after each massage, after I'd made her come, she'd let me fuck her until I came, though I was always careful to pull out each time. We never had sex other than those mornings, despite my broadly hinting, and one time flat out asking. This happy state of affairs continued for about 6 months. It was one of the most wonderful, incredible times in my life. Sadly, it all came to end one morning in early winter when, unable to hold back, I wound up coming inside my sister's vagina. There'd been a number of times when, like the first time, I'd started to come inside her and fired off one or two shots, but I was always able to pull out and let almost all of it, if not all, splatter onto the blanket. But this one time, I hadn't been able to stop. I came inside my sister, and it was the best orgasm I'd ever had, even better than the first one I'd had when we fucked. After I was done coming, I looked down into Casey's eyes and saw a hurt expression on her face. I knew at that point that our early morning assignations were at an end. I apologized for coming in her, and she accepted that, but then she left and never once set foot in my bedroom again. I still love my sister, but now my love has slowly morphed into a more normal sibling love instead of sibling lust. I eventually found myself a girlfriend, and then moved on to a series of regular relationships before getting married at 24. I think fondly back on those times with my sister, and even though I've never talked about them with her, I think she looks back on them well, too. She's never expressed an interest in resuming our relationship, and frankly, at this point, if she asked, I don't know if I would want to. But when I was 13 and in love, it was a glorious thing. The end. Copyright 2024 by Jason Crow. All rights reserved.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.